Good song. Good morning, everybody. It's 20 minutes before 9 o'clock, 61 degrees right here on Palmetto Mornings. I'm Patty Mercer. Lucas McFadden has the day off. You can watch Comporium on Comporium Channel 103 because we have our next guest joining us. And let's just say when it comes to songs, not sure if you write them or not, but I know you can definitely sing them. Welcome to Palmetto Mornings, Nora Sliney. She is the president of the York County Choral Society.
Thank you, Patty. I appreciate you having me here again this year.
And you really are the president, so I didn't accidentally promote you.
No.
Although I've done that before. Well, first of all, York County Choral Society, we spoke last year, and that was a completely different conversation. Mm-hmm. With COVID, you continued to push through. Tell us about some of the ways you were able to continue to perform in a virtual world.
Yeah, last year, of course, all of our meetings were on Zoom. And we decided that we would try to put some of our previous concerts that we had done over the years out on our website for anyone to go out and listen to it at any time for their convenience. So I'm hoping that a lot of people did that. We had quite a few visits to our website. So,
you know what? I think that was a really good idea because sometimes as performers, we have practiced the material so much that we get a little bored with it. But by not continuing to share what has been performed in the past, you're really taking away an opportunity for those that were not at every rehearsal to enjoy it.
Right, and it's a shame to do it one time
yes.
and never hear it again. So it was a privilege for us to get that out there and let people enjoy it again, especially during COVID.
Oh, absolutely. Well, we saw many interviews about just the therapeutic effect music has on stress mm-hmm. and times of isolation.
Right.
You can still be connected.
Yeah, and even the first of this year, we were just very confused about what we were going to do, how we were going to perform. Were we going to have to continue doing what we were doing and not have live concerts? But we decided the middle of the summer that we were going to, because our numbers were better in the summer, they got a little worse after that, but that we were going to.
But we had the vaccine.
We have the vaccine.
Yes.
And we did put a few restrictions because we did ask for all the members to be vaccinated before they came. So we feel like we've created a safe environment for our singers as well as for the public when they come to see us. We may have to perform in mask because we are.
Wait, you
actually,
can do that?
We're rehearsing in mask right now, yeah.
Wow. How does that alter the sound?
Well, we have singer's mask.
Oh, and, they make singer's mask.
They do. They're distanced from your face a little bit.
They're
just a little more. So if you're very clear with your diction, you can hear the words clearly. So.
That's probably when you rehearse and sing in a mask, when you take it off, you must feel like you could belt to the back of the room.
You're right.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
It's like training in Colorado where it's high altitude and you have to practice, you know, not having a lot of air to breathe.
Exactly.
So tell me, how many are in the York County Choral Society?
We have around 60 members.
60 members.
Yes.
And that's
fantastic.
Of course,
we've been in existence since 1981, 82 season. So this is our 40th anniversary, and we really wanted to do it this year. Last year we did not get to perform at all, so this year we actually have three concerts scheduled.
Three concerts. Now, where do you have them? Where do you
perform?
Well,
that was another issue
of
trying to find a venue that we could perform in because a lot of limitations on churches, which is usually where we do try to rehearse and perform, and the size of the members or the people that could actually come into the facility. So we did finally settle on St. John's Methodist, which is right downtown on Oakland. And that will be our first concert. It is The Messiah by Handel. And that is December 5th at 4 p.m.
Wonderful. And what is the cost?
The cost is $20 for adults, $10 for seniors, and $5 for students.
The Messiah. Mm-hmm. That's a beautiful church.
Oh, yes, it is.
That's the one with the big organ.
Mm-hmm. And it happens to be the last place we performed in 2019. So it's coming back.
Yes.
Yeah. So we also have one in March.
Okay.
In March, we're doing Beethoven's Mass in C.
And one of my favorites. No, I'm just kidding.
What? And that's going to be at the same location, though.
Okay, good.
Yeah, same day same time, 4 o'clock, and that's March the 6th, I believe.
It's a lot better, I would think, for retaining those who love to attend your concerts mm-hmm. when it's, you can simplify it and say same location.
Yeah. Well, our patrons have supported us throughout even last year, and they continue to support us. So we would like to, you know, make sure that, that we've served them correctly.
Oh, I love that. And of course, part of supporting is fundraising.
Yes.
The performers are volunteering. However, to secure locations and music, there's cost involved.
Right.
How can we support you? And tell me a little bit about the barbecue happening.
Thank you. We have a barbecue scheduled for October the 23rd, which is a week from Saturday. It is very similar to what we did last year because, again, COVID kind of limited us to what we could do. We will... you can order online and come by on the 23rd between the hours of 11 and 2:30 to Grace Lutheran Church and pick up your order. We will know what you ordered. We will have it ready for you when you pull up, and you don't even have to get out of your car.
Ah, and then you get delicious barbecue.
You get delicious barbecue.
Winning.
It's a member of our church, actually, Walker Stockley. He does the best barbecue in the world, I think.
Awesome.
But it will be barbecue pulled pork and pulled chicken.
Mm.
And you can get the entire plate, the entire meal for
$10.
Wonderful. Or this year, we're actually allowing people to buy it by the pound for $14. So either one or the other, or both, or multiples of all.
Exactly. That sounds like a good plan to me. What is your website? Where can our listeners go to get more information?
Okay. It's yorkcountycoralsociety.org.
And it's all spelled out.
It's all spelled out and all together, no spaces. And they can find out about buying tickets, about buying barbecue, about the concert dates. Our third concert is in May. So please visit that website. Listen to music that's out there. Also, and enjoy.
Love it. Nora Sliney, president of the York County Choral Society, thanks for all you do to just create a loveliness and enjoyment for all of us here to enjoy and grow from and appreciate.
Yeah.
So thank
thanks,
you.
Patty.
Keeping the music alive.